Now, when man, before he sinned, I'm closing, but don't you miss it. When man sinned, he separated himself from God and crossed a great chasm and put himself in death on this side.
Amen.
He left his no way back.
Amen.
Exactly. There's no way for him to get back. But then when he did, God accepted a substitute, which was a lamb or a goat or a sheep or something, for blood, which Adam spoke up, or Abel spoke up on the other side of the chasm. On that side, he's a son of God. He's an offspring from God. He's an inheritance of the earth.
Amen.
He can control nature.
Amen.
He can speak into existence. Why? He's a creator himself.
Amen.
He's an offspring of God.
Amen.
But when he crossed, he separated his sonship. He's a sinner by nature. He's under the hands and dominion of Satan. And God took a sacrifice, a chemical of the blood, but the blood of bulls and goats did not divorce sin. It only covered sin.
Right.
If I've got a red spot on my hand and cover it with white, the red spot's still there. See, it's still there. But God sent down from heaven a bleach for sin.
Amen.
It was the blood of His own Son.
Amen.
That when our confessed sin drops into God's bleach, try to fight it again.
Amen.
The color of sin goes back through the mediators and down through the time until it hits the accuser, Satan, and lays on him till the day of the judgment.
Hallelujah.
What happens to the Son? He becomes in perfect fellowship
Amen.
With the Father again, standing on the other side of the chasm with no remembrance of sin against him. No more, there's no more stain of bleach can be seen anywhere. He's free. Hallelujah. Just as that Clorox, that ink can never be ink no more because it's broke up and sent back again. And when confessed sin is confessed and been dipped into the a man or a woman that's been dipped into the blood of Jesus Christ, it killed all symptoms. And every molecule of sin goes back to the devil and laid on him for that moment of judgment, where his eternal destination will be thrown into a lake of fire. And the chasm is bridged and never to come in remembrance no more.
Hallelujah.
And a man stands justified as a son of God.
Amen.
Simplicity. Moses, or the blood of bulls and goats, with his confession in the Word of God. And God could take that simple man and put his words in his mouth. And he proved that he was Jehovah's servant. For he could walk out there and Jehovah spoke to him by vision. He walked out, stretched his hands towards the east, and now remember, God has spoke to him, it's God's thought.
Amen.
God uses man.
Amen.
God spoke to him, it's right. He said, go stretch that rod in your hand towards the east and say, fly!
Amen.
Moses, under the blood of that goat, sheep, walked out there and took that stick, reached towards the east. Thus saith the Lord, let there be flies! Never heard a fly. Walked on back. It's already spoke.
Amen.
It's a thought. Now it's spoke. It's expressed.
Amen.
It's the Word of God then. It come into a human's lips. A simple man. Under the blood of a bull or a goat. First thing you know, green fly began to fly around. Next thing you know, they were 5 pounds per yard. What was it? Was the Word of God spoken through Moses, the Creator, because under the blood he was standing in the presence of God. Oh, and his own words wasn't his word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then ask what you will. Oh, it shall be given you. Where's the church standing at? Let there be frogs. And it was a frog in a country. Now, hour's time, they were 10 foot deep in places. What was it? It was God the Creator hiding himself in a simple man. I want to ask you something. If the blood of a bull or a goat be used for bleach which can only cover, could put a man in position to speak the creative word of God and bring flies into his existence, why would you stumble at the bleach of Jesus Christ, brother, who could speak a squirrel or something into his